Baby Universe in 5 Years, written by Takanori Igarashi. Volume 19. The ban is lifted. The new Haneda International Airport looked like a city of the future with its efficient, modern, and sleek design. It can't be beaten in the world as a domestic and international hub. The domestic terminal still has just 2 runways, but thanks to land reclamation, there are now 3 runways for the international terminal. The further away Narita Airport is still operating, but it has become more of a logistics hub. While there were no Starbucks in the domestic departures lobby, there were 2 at the international terminal. The business headquarters international OEM manager Shibahashi was here, enjoying his usual grande-sized cafe latte. Depending on the client's country, international projects are usually handled in cooperation with Baby Universe's EU or US branches, but this client was in Asia, so the head office was managing the client alone. Shibahashi was heading for Dalian, one of China's largest industrial cities. China, which was known in the past for being the world's factory with its cheap labor, has lost that reputation to Asian countries like Vietnam. Now, even Chinese cities like this are moving from production to the service industry. One of the world's largest packaging companies located here has requested information about an automatic 3D packaging system, and Shibahashi had organized a meeting in response carefully. He did it carefully because Baby Universe has a general rule that dealings with Chinese companies are done especially securely. 6 years ago, when Baby Universe was just a small company, the company investigated Chinese development, and they decided that the use of software in the country did not satisfy moral concerns. Because of this, there was a period when the company did not work with Chinese companies. As China has changed and moral standards have improved, the board decided that this project should be a test run to see if the limits on Chinese companies should be lifted. In other words, both the goals of making the contract successfully and lifting the ban on Chinese companies were resting on Shibahashi's shoulders. It was a big ask, but if successful, could become one of the largest OEM development projects for Baby Universe. Shibahashi had to be particularly careful to avoid copying and plagiarism, and so he used his time prior to departure to make plans about how he would tackle the task. After arriving in Dalian, he got to his hotel and went straight to sleep. The next day, he had a coffee before getting into battle mode and going into the meeting room, where the client was waiting. Starting with polite greetings, they soon got down to business. Shibahashi took a deep breath before starting to explain his plans. "We will use Baby Universe's latest 3D technology for this project, so I'm sure that it will be of assistance to your company. But I must make you aware of something first." He started talking with a different tactic, but soon went head on. "We can't have any plagiarism or unauthorized use, so we cannot provide the source code. Also, we'll need to add security features to stop unauthorized reproduction. Is this okay?" Feeling the tension in the room, Shibahashi realized that he was sweating. Just as he thought it was over, the factory manager, one of the key men, suddenly spoke out. "Unfortunately, adding those features will take time and reduce efficiency. The fact that you feel you have to add them reflects that you don't trust us. Could we think of the security features in another way, such as a method to reduce mistakes?" Suddenly, the environment had calmed down. Another man spoke. "Thank you for speaking this to us truthfully. In China, we trust people more than technologies or companies, and we've chosen to work with you, Mr. Shibahashi.